So you had brought up the idea of two versus three high schools in the district. Tell us a little bit about where that idea came from and how it's gone since being brought up.
Yeah, I brought this up about a month ago, talking about the two high school, of my idea of two high schools in the city. And it was just an idea I brought up. I think people kind of blew it out of proportion, thinking we were, as a board, we're shutting down schools, but we're not. It was just my idea as a school board member. I see it's probably not going to go anywhere. And in my lifetime, I'm only 30. I doubt it ever happens because I don't think the city or the board would want to do that. So it's kind of a dead issue, I guess.
There's still an issue, though, with the facilities, right? Correct. Springfield High has been one that people have talked about. It's in an old building and talk about moving it to the west side, even. So, any discussions about that?
I think we have to look at the infrastructure of our buildings. I know Mr. Lemming had a sheet handed out to the board last board meeting, how old our buildings are. I mean, the Cubs won the World Series on some of these buildings. That's how old they are. And I'm a Cub fan. So, I mean, we have some old buildings, and we really need to look at these. If we are going to compete with other districts, we need nice buildings like we've done for Matheny Withrow, stuff like that. We need nice buildings. We have to find a way that we can upgrade our facilities to compete with outside school districts. But yeah, we need to do some serious upgrades on our buildings.
And does it seem like that's something that will become a priority in the next 2, 3, 5 years?
I think it has to be. I know as a school board member that I represent the North End, Lanphier is an old school, doesn't have air conditioning on the Edison side. So I think we have to look at the infrastructure. I know we have to get our budget balanced, which is a top priority with all us board members that ran. Our main priority is balance the budget. And I think if we balance the budget, then we can start looking and put a plan out for the infrastructure of our district and the schools.
So looking at cutting $6 million or so, you had also brought up the idea of maybe cutting middle school athletics, is that right?
Yes, I think the reality is, and I don't think people are going to see the reality till it really happens, is you're going to have to look at athletics. People say you keep on cutting in the classroom, which I'm totally against of cutting in the classroom because education is the most important part. So if we go after athletics and say this is going to happen, and for $6 million, it will be on the table. Middle school athletics will be cut $6 million. If you're going to cut $6 million, athletics, you're going to have to look at. I think the previous board had some high school sports on there. I think for us to go to our community, we have to look athletics. And I played athletics. I played basketball, baseball, Southeast High School, 4 years, both sports. So I'm totally for athletics, but when it comes to that, to the community, they want to see cuts in athletics rather than cuts in the classroom.
So just recently, there was a parent group asking for a referendum vote in 2014, which hasn't been successful, as we know, in 30 years. Can you give us your take on the idea of a referendum for District 186?
Yeah, I think right now is not a good time for people. We don't have a superintendent. We have an interim as in Bob Lemming. What we need to do is wait till we have a superintendent. We need to balance the budget. And when that superintendent, he is our speaker for the district. He or she would be our person up there, our leading us. And that's what we have to wait till that happens. I think we're kind of jumping the gun right now. We need to kind of sit down as a board and put our priorities and figure out what's the best thing for the district and the best idea for the city of Springfield to move forward.
And so there were parents, though, correct, who were saying that they'd be happy to pay more in taxes if it meant more money for the district. Can you just give us a little bit of the feedback that was going on in that meeting?
I just think the city is not ready to raise their property taxes to go to our district when we do not have a balanced budget, and that's their main thing. I've listened to the radio, I've read the papers, people talk to me, we're not going to do anything for this district till they get a balanced budget, which it is a new board, and our top priority is a balanced budget. And I think we need to balance the budget, and then we can go from there to figure out what we're going to do on property tax or any kind of tax. But right now, raising property tax, I personally, I don't think it's a good idea because right now money's tight for a lot of families in the city.
And so another way the board is considering coming up with funds, or at least cutting it somewhat. Looks like changing the high school schedule to 6 period days. Can you explain where discussion is with that and how that would work exactly?
There's a committee right now, actually today, working on that, and they have till end of October to get back to the board with the results on that. If nothing's done, it automatically goes back to 6 period day, which we would have to change graduation requirements. All that would be changed. What it would save is about $1.5 million going back to 6 period day. You lose a lot of great young teachers at the high school level. It hurts education in the classroom. So you're going to lose electives. There's a lot of things. But when it comes to money, it's $1.5 million. And like I've told this to everybody, if you can tell me where we're going to save $1.5 million, I will listen. But right now, $1.5 million is a lot of money.
And so can you give us a bit of an update here with a superintendent search? There's been meetings, obviously, about that between community members, teachers, et cetera. Tell us a little bit maybe about what you've heard from the community and those teacher groups about their priorities looking for a new superintendent for the district.
It was interesting meeting with the school exec and them getting their feedback from the community. And the biggest concern people of the community have is the politics in all this. And I think the school exec, they pointed out in an article in the newspaper saying they've done this for 20 or 25 years and never been with a school board that's endorsed by political parties. And they're hoping the politics stays out of it, which I promise politics will not play in this at all. But their concern is getting a superintendent, getting a person here. And, you know, everybody has their different opinions, so it's hard to put everybody's idea. But someone that can, I guess the biggest one, is working with the board. You need someone that's willing to work with the board. And that's my thing. I want to be able to work with the superintendent and us all be on the same page.
Is the timeline any more better, clearer picture here for a timeline as far as when someone might be a chosen candidate?
Yeah, I think it's on path. I believe school exec is coming down in October to kind of give us a profile. And then we meet with them to talk about compensation in October also. And then we have a meeting with the 7 candidates that are not open to the public on the 7 candidates because it's part of the agreement. But after the 7, there's narrowed down to 3, which then will be released to the public in that. And I think it's right on path and timeline. It just depends who we get. If you get a deputy superintendent, we could have someone January 1st. It just depends on who we get. But we need to, I think, start playing maybe November. Bob's gone. If you look at his days, his last meeting is possibly the first or second meeting in December. So we need someone in place for that. So I've been in touch with Mr. Flamini, kind of figuring out what his kind of ideas or plans are, and then kind of go from the board and talk to them and what they want to do on that.